Oh, you poor, poor boy. Even as you remain comfortably seated in your chair, I can see how hot and bothered you're getting. All this talk about pussy has really worked you up. I'll bet you wish that your crush was here, so that you could pop right now. But if you promise to be patient, then I promise to tone it down a little with all the explicit stuff. After all, as sensitive as you are, you don't really need it. Just like you don't need porn or explicit photos in order to get off. So we can afford to take it down a little. So how about something a little more innocent, huh? I mean, as much as it amuses me to see you in this condition, I am so not looking forward to having to get my recliner dry cleaned again. So, let's move our focus upward on our crush's body. How about we focus on her beautiful, sweet face? Innocent enough, right? No way your cock could possibly get away from you on this one. Even you aren't desperate or needy enough to come to the thought of a woman's face, are you? Let's find out. First, though, I want to see you renew your commitment to relaxation. Now, I know. Relaxation and arousal are difficult to reconcile, especially when you are experiencing both of them as intensely as you are now. But do you think that it would be possible for you to make yourself even more comfortable and relaxed? You're in a pretty good trance right now, so I think you can pull it off. Just breathe. Lean into the light, heavy feeling that comes from those aromatics I put on. Enjoy the floaty feeling. Embrace it. You give yourself over to it and to me completely. I've brought you this far, and being under my control feels so very, very good. No other therapist would do this for you. What you've entered into today is a very dangerous place, and yet it still feels like a safe place. A place where you can have your deepest desires and your naughtiest needs all met by someone who doesn't want to judge you. She just wants to own and control you and make you her mental slave. It's a very different thing. But there's no turning back now. No sense in having any regrets. No matter how this thing turns out. No matter how haywire your cock starts to go. At the sight, sound, or thought of the woman you love. I am giving you what you need. I'd be remiss to give you anything less. So with that said, stay on this ride with me. And let's bring your focus up to your crush's face. She's so pretty. It's hard to imagine anyone could be that pretty. Seems like it should be impossible, but it's not. She is living proof that anything is possible. The sight of that face alone is enough to arouse you. Enough to set your imagination soaring. You could gaze upon her forever. And oh, how you desperately wish that you could. But little fleeting glances are all that you're allowed. So they're going to have to be enough. Savor the sight, and save it to your memory. Look at her, and absorb as many details as you possibly can. Her eyes, bright and beautiful, windows to her lovely soul. So gorgeous and expressive. You wonder what they look like when she's looking at you with love and approval. You imagine how they might darken when she's turned on. The way her lids become heavy and drop halfway. The way her pupils dilate. Eyes can say so much. With those same eyes, she could tell you without words that she's happy. That she's pleased. That she wants you to go deeper. That she wants this to last a little bit longer. We know in your condition that she'd be out of luck there. But that wouldn't stop her eyes from expressing her desires. Her gorgeous eyes, with their brilliant color. Their long lashes, long enough to capture the morning dew, long enough to brush the tops of her cheekbones when she closes her eyes in bliss. Her lashes, so breathtakingly gorgeous, that just a blink from her is enough to set you off. You don't know what it is about this woman, but she makes you feel so, so sensitive, so raw, like an open, screaming nerve. That only she can stimulate. Not with her hands, her mouth, or pussy, but just with her. Just by her being who she is. Just by existing. she triggers you to multiple premature orgasms. Between the two of us, we've really done a number on your psyche. I plant the seeds with my programming, and she begets the harvest whenever she walks into a room. You are completely broken for her, open to her, and you need to come for her as quickly and as often as possible. Your body doesn't know any other way. Maybe it used to, before she came into your life. But she's not like other women. She's like no other woman that you've met, or seen in porn, or experienced in real life. She is a goddess unto herself, and a goddess wields power, whether she knows it or not. She doesn't know that you're primed to pop prematurely just from hearing or seeing or thinking her name. Just by seeing her legs and ass in shiny black sport leggings, or her perfect adorable tits in a tight white sport top. She doesn't know that you are obsessed with her camel toe, peeking through those same leggings, causing your mind and cock to run wild. And she certainly doesn't know how your penis trembles at the sight of her tongue. Just little glimpses of tongue when she's talking send your orgasmic response into absolute overdrive. Oh, that sweet pink tongue of hers is a world of wonders, isn't it? All the potential it holds to kiss you, to lick you, to love you. There's power inside of her mouth, just like inside of her pussy. There's heaven behind the lips of her face, just as there is behind the lips of her cunt. And you thirst to explore it all. Your mouth is hungry for her mouth. Your body is hungry for her body. Yet your mind is totally scrambled. You backwards boy, coming before you hook up with the girl. Coming before she can even touch you. That's as premature as it gets. But as you know, in this life, there are no guarantees. So you can't count on her making you come later. That's why you need to come now. Now, and always now. If she were on her knees before you, putting those lips and that tongue to good use, by giving your Peter the sucking of a lifetime, you wouldn't have it in you to come later. You're not strong enough. You are too weak, too desperate, helpless, and needy. Therefore, you would have to come now, You would have to withdraw from her perfect mouth and come right on her pretty face. Now, she probably didn't get as many licks or sucks in as she would have liked. And although you're sorry to disappoint her, what can you say? You are a premature ejaculator, a hopeless pervert who cannot even hope to hold his load. You don't even try, because coming prematurely feels amazing. You can't stop yourself because you don't want to. It's just something that happens to you, and you let it. It feels good to be dominated by your own orgasm and humbled by your own pleasure. And besides, if she didn't want that gorgeous face of hers covered in your cum, then she had no business sucking you off so good, or being so goddamn pretty. How could a man stand up to that? Especially a man as weak as you are. You fully accept that your premature ejaculating is a consequence of your weakness and of me exploiting that weakness. It gives me pleasure to lay you bare before you, to show you just how weak you are and how badly you need to come. With urgency, with immediacy, and with more pleasure than you can stand. Your crush has opened up a whole new world to you. She is a walking, talking trigger that you can't get enough of. She is the life and essence of your sexuality, all poured into one beautiful woman, and forcing your helpless cock to do things that it's never done before. Coming on the spot, and then needing to come again, and again, and again. You lean into your new condition. You don't offer any doubt or resistance whatsoever. The things that you thought could never happen to your body are happening. The margin between arousal and resolution of that arousal is razor thin for you. You don't wait like most guys. You don't hold out or chase the orgasm. It always comes to you. It always overcomes you. Your premature ejaculations take you by surprise with their strength and volume and violence. And anyone who's near you when it happens, especially your crush, had better stand clear. Unless she wants your hot cum all over those pretty eyes, those pretty lashes, that pretty mouth, and dripping all down her face.